Blog Talk Radio.
We're back here on the big broadcast and BGE Radio this week here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy out of Atlanta, Georgia. We've got a great guest with us today, MichaelRDavidson.com is the website. That's MichaelRDavidson.com. Michael Davidson joins us. And Snowden, man on the run. And to talk about the very first topic here, we've got Michael R. Davidson. He's a foreign affairs expert, specialist on the president's persistent threat to U.S. interests of Putin's Russia, and author of several books, including the newly released Caliphate. And let's talk about Snowden, man on the run. Give me your thoughts on Mr. Snowden.
Oh, gosh, where shall I begin? Well, first of all, the man is obviously a traitor. Secondly, he planned his treason for a long time before finally going public with it. Thirdly, he had a lot of help along the way. And fourthly, if you don't agree with the previous 3 points, you must admit that at the very least, the man qualifies as a defector these days. How's that?
Hey, that works. We've got Michael R. Davidson with us today. He's a foreign affairs expert talking about Snowden, man on the run. Do you think Putin is keeping Snowden in Russia as a strategic move against the United States?
No, I don't think it's so much a strategic move as it is just a tactic. He's the way you train a puppy not to mess in the house is you rub his nose in his mess, and I think that's exactly what he's doing with Obama these days.
We've got Michael R. Davidson with us today here on the program, BGE, Build, Grow, and Enjoy, and straight out of Atlanta, GA today. Foreign affairs expert Michael R. Davidson joins us. Do you believe Putin when he said he had gained nothing from keeping Snowden from the United States?
No, that's a fall-on-the-floor laughing kind of statement. Here's what happens. Snowden worked for the CIA. He was fired by the CIA. For some reason, the company which was in charge of doing background checks didn't do a very good job. It's been all over the press these days. He managed to get another job related to the NSA, in which he gained remarkable access. I really can't understand how someone like him was ever given access, ever given a job, to tell you the truth. He, over the course of several months, probably more than a couple of years, he's been collecting this information. He put it in 4 laptop computers, and with the help of The Guardian out of London, a left-wing newspaper, and WikiLeaks, a very left-wing website, his absconding was facilitated to China, not to Iceland, and not even to Venezuela in the Western Hemisphere. No, he went to China, and then he went to Russia. And the moment he landed in either of those two countries, all of the information he possessed, which was considerable, became the property of the intelligence services of those two respective countries. And I don't know if you've been following the recent revelations of the intelligence community's budget, which was revealed by Snowden. That single episode did more damage to U.S. national security than probably any other episode I can think of in the past 50 years. This is a very serious, serious thing. The DNI, General Clapper, former CIA Director General Hayden, both have said, and the head of MI5 in London was recently quoted as saying, that this was the biggest intelligence disaster, security disaster that they could ever recall, and I agree with them.
We've got Michael R. Davidson joining us today. Snowden, man on the run, is the topic in our first 10 minutes here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. And do you believe this situation with Putin is going to get any better going forward, or give me your take on this?
Not so long as we have an administration in the United States that is too weak to deal with them and too inexperienced to deal with them. I mean, Putin is like a wolf. You know, he's not really terribly popular in Russia, but he's clever. He knows how to use a situation to his advantage. Just look at what he just did to us in Syria, because the American administration dithered for 2 years before deciding what it was going to do, in the meantime drawing a lot of red lines, which simply painted Obama into a corner. Putin has now basically taken over the situation, and if his side wins, if Assad wins in Syria, that means Russia could be on its way to replacing the United States in that very important region of the world as the major foreign influencer of events. That's a pretty serious situation.
Michael R. Davidson, foreign affairs expert. Snowden, man on the run, is the topic in this first segment here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. What would happen to Snowden if he was brought back to America?
Well, he has been charged with treason, so presumably he would be taken into custody and tried for treason in a, I suppose that would be a civilian court.
We've got Michael R. Davidson. Yes, go ahead, Michael.
I said I can't imagine he would be found anything but guilty.
We've got Michael R. Davidson with us today. He's a specialist on the persistent threat to U.S. interests of Putin's Russia. He's a seasoned veteran of the CIA's legendary clandestine services, with nearly 30 years of experience as a case officer and senior intelligence official at home and abroad. Tell us about tell us a little bit about that job there.
Well, it was a great job. It was a great way to spend the most important portion of my life. I think it was a privilege to be able to serve my country in that way, and I think most people in that area feel the same way. This was during the Cold War. We certainly knew who our enemies were, and I think we fought them fairly effectively. You know, my generation, most people joined up out of purely patriotic reasons. President Kennedy said, "Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country." That was certainly the motivation for me, as well as seeing on television how the Soviets put down the Hungarian uprising in 1956. That sort of convinced me that communism was evil, to coin a phrase from President Reagan.
We've got a great guest with us today. Michael R. Davidson joins us. We're going to talk about his books here in this following segment here. You can check out MichaelRDavidson.com. That's MichaelRDavidson.com. Author of several books, including the newly released Caliphate. Let's talk about Caliphate. Why did you decide to write this book?
Well, you know, Caliphate is a funny story because, you know, I write cloak and dagger fiction, and this one ended up being a cape and sword story instead. It started out being a story about a nuclear attack on Spain, or a nuclear attempt on Spain by terrorists. And I got so interested in the history of Spain that I started writing flashbacks into history, and pretty soon the flashbacks became an entire section of the book, which I call The Inquisitor and the Maiden. So this is actually just the first part of Caliphate that I published as a Kindle version only on Amazon. Because it's sort of an experiment with me. I don't know how people are going to take to swashbuckling and sword fighting, given what I usually write about. But it's a very historically accurate book, and I think people are going to like it. As a matter of fact, beginning this Thursday, because it is an experiment with me, I'm giving the book away free on Amazon.com to anyone who has a Kindle.
Amazing stuff. We've got Michael R. Davidson with us today. What inspired you to write Caliphate?
Well, if you know the history of Spain, you know that in the 8th century, the Moors crossed the Straits of Gibraltar to invade Spain, which was, people are going to be bored by this, James, which was then ruled by the Visigoths. The Moors took over Spain and created a really fabled caliphate throughout about two-thirds of Spain. And they call this area Al-Andalus, and today it's known as Andalusia in Spain. It was probably the high point of Muslim civilization. They had street lights in Cordoba when people were still living in caves in northern Europe. The wealthy sent their children to the University of Cordoba from all over Europe because it was the most advanced learning that was available at the time. And it took the Spaniards, 700 years to finally expel the Moors and reconquer their territory. And that's where my book begins, in the year 1492, which is very appropriate for today, because 1492 is not only the year in which Columbus sailed the ocean blue, it was also the year in which Ferdinand and Isabella finally conquered the Moors and expelled them from Spain. So it's a date heavy with significance, you might say.
We've got Michael R. Davidson with us today talking about his book, Caliphate, here in this next segment here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. But what is the overall theme of your book?
Well, the new one, I have two other books, you know, Harry's
Oh, yeah, we're definitely going to talk about those, definitely.
And Incubus, which are sort of modern-day espionage thrillers.
Yep, yep.
This one concerns a Spanish soldier who takes part in a major battle in the 30 Years' War, decides he's going to quit the military and return home to a town near Valencia. On the way, he discovers his brother, who is a priest, actually a Dominican friar, has been co-opted by the Inquisition, and he learns quite a bit about the Inquisition, visits a torture chamber or two, becomes disgusted with it, and finally becomes a member of what was known as the Santa Hermandad, which was sort of the secular constabulary in Spain at that time. He's then sent on a sort of a suicide mission on behalf of the Inquisition, and that's when the really interesting part of the story takes place. But as I said, there's a lot of swordplay, a lot of very interesting historical facts I think people will learn when they read this that they may not be aware of.
We've got Michael R. Davidson with us today talking about Caliphate, his latest book here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Why do you think this book will appeal to readers?
Well, I think people enjoy historical fiction. I'm watching, for instance, the White Queen on television now, and I find it fascinating. Although I know all of the history of the War of the Roses and how Henry Plantagenet finally became King of England, it's still fascinating to see these people, at least as we envision them, and to listen to them speak, and to put yourself into those scenes. And I think people will find the same thing with Caliphate. It takes them to a different time, to a different world, where beliefs were a little bit more extreme, and where I think life was a bit more dangerous.
We've got a great guest, Michael R. Davidson, Build, Grow, and Enjoy Radio today. What do you envision to be the potential reader for the book Caliphate?
Well, I hope the people who have enjoyed my previous two books will pick this one up, because as I said, this is part one, and when part two comes out, it will move to modern times, but there will be connections between what happens in part one and part two. So I think people, I hope they enjoy the writing. I think they'll enjoy the setting, if you will. Not a lot of people in America are aware of the fabled history of Spain. It probably has the most colorful history of any country in the world, given how long the long procession of different cultures which have taken over the Iberian Peninsula. You know, the Romans ruled it for a long, long time. Two Roman emperors were Spanish. I think there's a certain romance attached to old Spain. You know, everybody likes Zorro. And if you will, there may be a little bit of Zorro and my lead character in this book.
We've got Michael R. Davidson joining us today. MichaelRDavidson.com is his website, talking about his book, Caliphate. How is your book relevant in today's society?
Well, I think it teaches a lot about intolerance, if you will. I think it talks quite a bit about the value of individualism, character, and honesty. You know, the villains in this book are the members of the Spanish Inquisition, which, of course, was different from the Roman Inquisition and quite a bit more violent, if you will. I did a lot of research on this book. It took me months and months. It took me 6 months, actually, to research just one chapter, which was about a battle in the 30 Years' War that sort of starts out the story. I think the attributes of honesty, courage, and valor sort of transcend time. If you will, you could put this into a modern context, which is actually what I do in the second part of the book, which is coming out later. So I think this should appeal to just about anyone who likes a good adventure story. It's a good adventure story on one level, and it's a really interesting history on another level. I hope it would impel people to study a little bit more about the history of Spain.
We've got a great guest with us today. Michael R. Davidson joins us here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Is there a particular chapter that you'd like readers to be on the lookout for with the book Caliphate?
Yeah, I think, as I said, this book is entirely accurate in with a few small exceptions that I had to make just to make the story flow in terms of history. And I think Chapter 3, which describes the Battle of Rocroi, where our hero is first introduced, should be of some interest to people. It's a very accurate description, real names, real people, real action, and it was actually the first time the Spanish fighting squares had been roundly defeated in about two centuries. The Spanish, up until that time, were the most formidable military force in Europe. And what had happened actually was the French had intervened on the side of the Protestants in the 30 Years' War for purely commercial reasons. And the Spanish were fighting to maintain their hold on the Spanish Netherlands, which included what are now Belgium and Holland. So it might inspire some folks to take a look at that period in history. I don't know. I hope so. Mostly, I just hope it's a fun read for people.
We've got Michael R. Davidson joining us today talking about his new book, Caliphate. You can get more information at MichaelRDavidson.com. Where does the story take place? Does it take place in one setting, or does it take place in multiple settings?
Well, it moves from France and at the beginning and then down to Spain, to various parts of Spain. It takes place mostly in Valencia and south of Valencia in Seville. I'd say probably the main action and most exciting part takes place in Seville. That's where the book ends up.
We've got Michael R. Davidson joining us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy, talking about Caliphate, his latest book. What makes your book different from other books like it?
You're asking some interesting questions here, James. It's different for one thing because I wrote it, you know, and I'm an espionage fiction writer, maybe a little bit of that genre has creeped into the text. I wouldn't say that my book is any better or any worse than other historical fiction. It's just a matter of taste in terms of whether people like to read historical fiction or not, and I think they do.
Michael R. Davidson joining us today, Build, Grow, and Enjoy Radio out of Atlanta, GA. What do you want readers to take away from your writing, especially of the new book, Caliphate?
Well, I want them to take away the idea that they enjoy what I write so that they'll buy more of my books, James. That's the whole idea, you know. If they want a more modern story, I would suggest my second novel, Incubus, which we can
let's discuss that. It is Michael R. Davidson with us today. You can get more information at michaelrdavidson.com. He's an author, and Incubus is the book that we're going to be talking about now. Incubus is a very, very well written. The cover is amazing. Tell us about the cover of Incubus, and give us a little background on Incubus.
Well, Incubus actually sort of occurred to me while I was thinking one day. I was thinking of the Kennedy assassination, and then I thought, well, you know, there are a lot of conspiracy theories out there. A lot of people think maybe the Russians had something to do with the Kennedy assassination. So I say to myself, what if they did? Okay, let's figure it. Let's say that the Russians were involved, maybe even behind the Kennedy assassination. Let's say that there was a document in the KGB archives which proved Russian involvement in the assassination. And let's say that a KGB general who went to the West managed to filch that document from the archives and now threatened to make it public. Right on the eve of a visit to Washington of the president of Russia, who bears a remarkable resemblance to Vladimir Putin, and he's coming to Washington for the purposes of signing an arms agreement. So would the Russians kill someone? Would the White House kill someone? In order to prevent the publication of a document that would really be explosive and change everyone's view of history. So, indeed, someone does get killed in the very first chapter. And the rest of the book is a chase after this elusive document by our varied band of heroes, as they are pursued likewise by a very determined band of Russian SVR operatives intent on stopping them and who don't mind killing them if they have to.
We've got a great guest with us today talking about Incubus, which is a great, great read. Michael R. Davidson joins us today. Now, this book is well written. Tell us about the writing process for the book.
Well, my writing process, I think everyone writes maybe differently. A lot of writers will do an outline of their entire book, chapter by chapter, and then put the meat on the bones as they go through. I don't do it that way, actually. I usually start a book off with an idea and build characters around the idea, and quite often I myself don't really know what's going to happen in the next chapter. I just let the action develop as naturally as I can. And suddenly it occurs to me, well, this is what has to happen next. And I go on like that basically until I finish writing the book. And it's a very time-consuming but enjoyable process to write a book. I try to write about things I know about, things I've experienced and places I've been, so that I can be as accurate as possible. And I also like to inject a little bit of humor into the stories as well as they go along.
We've got Michael R. Davidson joining us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy out of Atlanta, GA, talking about Incubus, which is a pretty damn good book. Michael R. Davidson, it's his second. Is that your second book you've written, or?
That was the second one. The first one was Harry's Rules, in which I introduce most of the characters who also appear in Incubus.
Okay, well, let's talk about Harry's Rules. What inspired you to write that one?
Well, that was my first book, and as such, it's sort of special. There's an autobiographical element in it, of course, because I did want to write about things I knew about. And it is sort of, I try to put messages in my books as well. I very well remember, say 1991, around thereabouts, which is when Harry's Rules takes part. There was a great new lack of interest in Russia on the part of the administration at the time and on the part of the CIA, which sort of lost interest in the Russians, which was a bad mistake because if you remember, the early 90s were a chaotic period in Russia, and to my devious way of thinking, it would have been the ideal time to start recruiting Russians right and left because they were all dissatisfied and they all needed a way to live. And we certainly could have provided them that. We might, you might note, you know, for instance, that while we lessened our interest in Russia because we thought they were all going to be nice, happy capitalists after the fall of communism, the Russians, the Russian intelligence services certainly did not lose interest in us, and they haven't to this day. We've had several illegals operations uncovered in this country in, over the past couple of years, and we've certainly seen how Putin, who actually looks like the archetypical KGB officer and, as far as I can tell, thinks and acts like one as well, we've seen how he takes care of his opposition. You've had, I think, probably around 350 journalists killed in Russia. You've had people like Mikhail Khodorkovsky imprisoned because they opposed Putin. You've had former Russian intelligence officers who went to London murdered by Russian intelligence. So, you know, from their side, certainly the antipathy has not diminished, and it's Putin's overarching goal, whether he can reach it or not, is another story, to restore, if you will, the glories of the Soviet Union to times past. His policies are very clever. I do worry about things like our having signed a new START treaty, which limits our nuclear capabilities at a time when Russia is actually building new missiles and developing new warheads. Our nuclear capabilities in the meantime are degrading tremendously because we apparently can't even afford to maintain them. And as you know, James, if you don't do periodic maintenance on nuclear warheads, they degrade to the point of being useless. So we're in a very, very, I think, a very bad situation, given the fact that the world is more dangerous today than it ever was, I think, during the Cold War. Things are much more unpredictable. Nuclear proliferation is a real problem, as we can see in Iran. And I think we're well on our way to being unprepared to meet the challenge that's going to be out there in the very near future for us.
Michael R. Davidson has been our guest today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy Radio out of Atlanta, GA. You can get more information on Michael R. Davidson at his website, michaelrdavidson.com, and you can pick up his three books there as well. Michael, thanks for being on with us, and look forward to your next book. When is that going to be released?
Well, actually, I have two being prepared for publication now. One is the sequel to Incubus, which it will be called The Incubus Vendetta, and the other is the second part of Caliphate. So I hope I'll have both of them out before the end of this year.
Well, good stuff, Michael. Thanks for being on, and we'll talk to you soon, sir.
Thanks, James. Always a pleasure to talk with you.
Definitely. Have yourself a wonderful day. Michael R. Davidson with us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. You can get more information on what we are up to at buildgrowandenjoy.com. Next week, we have more, so be sure to tune in to Build, Grow, and Enjoy.